Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, and I hope everybody's having a good day. We're here, we're back, and got a lot of static in my headset. I hope it's not static elsewhere. It's a weird connection today. Not sure what's going on. Could be the end of the world. Anyhow, been a busy weekend. Ran up to Zanesville, Ohio to do some shows. Was a good time. Enjoyed myself. A lot of happiness out there for a world that's in such turmoil. Oh, my God. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to what's happening in the Middle East, but we have a very weak, ineffectual leader, and that breeds this kind of problems. It's really funny because people want to think, because I've heard this before, the president has nothing to do with oil prices. You're so full of shit, your ears are dripping if you believe that, because the president absolutely does have an effect on oil prices. Policies do have an effect on oil prices. This is something that's true, something you don't want to admit, but it's something very true. And that's why elections have consequences. And there's all these people out there that wanted to for let's don't get into this right now. We'll save this and I'll chat about this one. Sorry, it's really distracting. I don't know if you could absolutely tell my headset is going. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if this sounds better this way. Real quick. Hold on. This is. Let's see here. Nope. Still there. I don't know if you're hearing this, but there is a static crunch in the thing. I'm hoping it's not on the show. Let me put my headset back on because this is unreal, the amount of noise that's in this line. I wish the people in the FBI van would learn how to be quiet because distracting the show. this is the craziest connection. This is going to be distracting throughout the entire show. I can tell you that. I can't call out and call back in or anything like that. Maybe I can while the ads are running and see if I can get a better line, because what I have here is just unadulterated garbage. I'm on here because this is where I started this show. But it's getting to the point with Blog Talk Radio that I don't even want to. You know, they are our sister and brother and sister shows can't get in, can't get on the air. It's down for weeks. You try, and then when you do get on, you have an absolute shit connection. So if you're looking to host a show, I would go elsewhere. That's my personal opinion, because this is garbage. This is unadulterated garbage. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know if the show sounds, because if the show sounds like this, I wouldn't listen to it. This is horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. The noise that's in my ear while I'm trying to talk to you. But, you know, what can you do? You know, here we are. This is the show. Hopefully it will quiet down at some point. I think when I go try to get Herman, I'm going to try to dump out real quick and call back in and see if I can get a better connection, because this is just pure garbage. Just pure garbage. Matter of fact, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run the commercials, pick up Herman, and then from there we will figure it out, because this is just not working at all. It'd be going to be impossible to do a show with this kind of garbage in my ears. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to run some ads. I'm looking for one. Oh, is it going to settle down now? Maybe. Getting quieter. Wow, maybe it was just a solar storm. I don't know, but it's rather irritating. So I think I'm going to do that. I'm not going to go through a whole bunch of stuff because I can't, because my whole ear is just pop, snap, crackle, and it's just irritating as it gets. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a super long ad, and then that way it can run. I'm going to run this, run some ads, and then we'll go back with Herman and hopefully a headset that works.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on spy books. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. realbarefaceislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general information purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficacy, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific test, procedure, treatment, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
And we're back. We're here. We're live. We're on the air. I've got Herman with me. Herman, you there?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling better now that this shit's cleared up, man. I swear to God, I don't know how I would have done the show. There was just this crackling static in the connection. And we've been having troubles with this blog talk radio for weeks now. My group has. And it's just irritating. But nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares about what product they deliver at all anymore. Because, I mean, look at the shit the car dealers are selling. I mean, have you ever seen a time in your life when you've seen more recalls than we have lately? Hear about a car with 50,000 miles and the motor blows up And when you look at all the videos, they say the driving force is the government trying to force stuff onto them that they can't do. But they're going to force it on you, just like they're going to force electric cars on you that don't have good batteries, don't have good distance, eat tires because they weigh 6,000 pounds. And people are sitting there going, well, it's the government says that's what we got to do. So we got to – when did the government become the dictator? I always thought, you know, call me stupid, they were supposed to represent us, not rule us. And we have got to the point now where the government says, I can check your piss because I believe you're guilty of doing drugs until I prove you innocent, and people are okay with that.
Yeah. But see, the thing is right now, people don't realize that we're looking at a corporation that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a corporation. The government means nothing. The government is a sound operation for the corporation that it governs. They're not looking out for the people, okay? We, the people, need to form a more perfect union because this government established for the corporation has nothing to do with us.
Oh, yeah. And that should be obvious because we just spent another $60 to $70 billion to Ukraine. And I actually saw – this was funny. I saw that Marjorie Taylor, the Republican, who spoke out against it. They're now saying she's a Russian because she spoke out a bit against, about sending $60 billion more to Ukraine. Then apparently, comrade, I'm a Rusky too because I'm done giving money to that bullshit over there while he's got yachts, mansions, all the oligarchs over there. They got billions of their own dollars. Why don't they go get their own oligarchs to pay for their own damn war?
See, Dan, the thing is, they're not saying she's Russian. They said she was rushing. She was in a hurry. Okay, that's all they were saying. She was rushing. You know what I'm saying? So she was rushing to give away too much money at a very, very quick time and a quick in a short period of time. She was rushing. You know what I'm saying? That was it. That was a mistake right there. Okay? That's what it is, man. We don't never know whether we're talking about going fast or we're talking about salad dressing.
I tell you, it's ridiculous, though, Herman. We got veterans in the streets. We've got children in the streets. We've got bridges falling down. We've got all of these problems, and we're spending billions to other countries. Name me one country that sends billions to the United States.
None. But to see, the thing is, you got to think about the corporate situation. Now, let's say, that someone says that we're covering up something with this Ukraine situation and is dealing with the elites in pedophilia and is dealing with the elites and Mrs. Children. Okay, now, if we looked at that and we look at all of the drama that's going on at the same time, these are the things that people don't understand. They say, okay, then why is this happening? Now, when these things happen, there's something to the far left that's happening when we're looking to the right. And
true.
We never notice the far left until it's in your face.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard somebody saying that the reason that they did the P. Diddy raid first was so that they could go through and sort through who they wanted to out and who they wanted to protect.
Yes, because you cannot – okay, if P. Diddy – okay, here we go. If P. Diddy sugar bottom, okay, plying him with all he needs, then therefore you can't take P. Diddy out of this situation because you have some bigger people than him. Much bigger than when P. Diddy goes down, everybody goes down.
True.
So if you take away one of the owners of the Penguins, a National Hockey League owner, and he's the one that supplies Diddy with all the things he can get away with, can you imagine that? Just allegedly.
Yeah.
Just allegedly. Just throwing it out there. Because these guys are powerful people, but then, let's keep it real, it's black and white. If you see a brother in this corporation getting away with something that high level, it's somebody being above him. He's either Jewish or white. He has to be. Because that's the only person that can get away with that much, that has that much money and that much influence in this country.
Well, it's obvious that the justice is not being served. I mean, that's the most obvious thing.
Oh, yeah. They know.
There's people don't – remember Alex Jones has been – everybody's been, Alex Jones is full of shit. He's a conspiracy. Now, everything he is saying is coming out and playing true. And he's been talking about the elite pedophiles for clear back into the 80s.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, oh, he's crazy. He's crazy. Talking about drugs making frogs gay. Well, it turns out that's true, too.
Yes. All of these things.
All of these things that he was ridiculed for is true.
Yes. It is stone truth, and people don't want to admit to these things because people are making money for agent all of these things.
Oh, yeah. It's one of these things, too, is with the amount of things that are costing money now, it's been a ridiculous run-up. They said the average family spends $1,000 more now just trying to feed themselves. And it is unreal that we allow that to happen, but we're at the point now we've so lost control of these people. They do not fear you. They are out in the open. They will do something wrong. They will stick it in your face, and they know they will not be prosecuted because they have become that big and that detached from the original starting point.
Yeah. And that is true because they become the untouchable.
Yes, they have. They are untouchable. They can lie to Congress. Fauci did that. He sat there and lied to Congress. The same thing that got Martha Stewart. She did a little teeny lie compared to what Fauci did. She went to prison, and nothing she did affected the American public.
But she's not a part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
True.
You have to be a part of the Mickey Mouse Club in order to be able to do these things. She's not a part of the Mickey Mouse Club. She did not have her card.
Well, here's the other side. And like I said, I like to flash around and pick up what people are thinking because, you know, you learn. Somebody said something, and it's true. This is an election year, right? This is where we're going to hold an election. Normally, at this time of year, your feeds, your TV, your phone is bombarded with political ads. Who's even talking about an election right now? Nobody. There's no decision 2024 stuff. They're not sitting there outlining anybody's presidential things. They're not talking about Biden. The only time they talk about Trump is to talk about bringing up more charges. There's and RFK, who is speaking out, his whole family has turned against him, and they're supporting Biden. You hear these little rumblings, but usually there's supposed to be presidential debates. There's all kinds of town hall meetings. None of that's happening right now.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No type of goings on, as they say. No type of going on.
So now then becomes the question, is that because they already know there's not going to be an election this year?
You know what? Now that you know what, I'm going to tell you something, Dan. Until you start talking, I wasn't even getting where you were going at first, you know?
We've all been in election years, 2 years out. Election, 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 election. Right now, hell, we're in the same year. We're 5 or 6 months out. And nobody's talking about it.
Nobody.
It's almost like they know. It's almost like they know that there will not be an election this year.
It's almost like they know they're tired of the shenanigans and the charades because it's been this way for so long. And now people are now trying to figure out that, hey, we've been hoodwinked, led astray, bamboozled in many different ways.
Oh, yeah. The veil is lifting, and people are starting to see through that mist and they're seeing that what we have right now in Washington, D.C. is corruption. Corruption's to the core.
I mean, corruption all the way through. These people are losing their daggum minds, man. It's crazy. It's corruption all the way through.
And they don't care now. In the past, they would try to justify it. They would say, oh, this is this or that. They don't even care. They don't even answer. They'll go in under testimony and say, well, we knew there was myocarditis. We knew all this shit, but we couldn't tell you or you wouldn't have taken it. And everybody goes, ah, they're right. And then they move on with their daily lives while people are dropping dead. Hell, I put up three stories yesterday, people in their damn 20s, football player in his 20s, supposed to be signed, going for the draft, and now he's dead. This is every day.
Yeah, every
day. Day after day. Hey, put it to you this way. If you had a Taco Bell in your town and somebody ate there and got food poisoning and died, there'd be more of an investigation than what's going on now with thousands of people dying from the vaccine.
Yeah. Right now.
Right now. There'd be an investigation. That they would have somebody crawling up the ass of that Taco Bell to inspect how they handled the food, to inspect what was in the food, to inspect where they got the ingredients. We'd know what batch number, whatever the product was that had the thing. Yeah, we have people dropping dead every I have never in my life seen people in their 20s to their 50s just dropping dead. And I've been around a while, and I've never seen this ever anywhere at any time, and yet there's not one damn question being raised by anybody.
Yeah. None.
None. Not even a hint. And if you do question it, you get shut down, you get censored, your speech gets taken away.
Yeah, at any given time.
And everybody's like, oh, well, they're spreading misinformation because I haven't seen it. Well, I damn well have.
Yeah.
Every day you open up the news, 29, 34, found dead, people shocked, surprised, perfectly healthy athlete, young, healthy person, teenagers, and everybody's like, ah, it's coincidence.
Yeah.
And then the studies that are coming out that show that people who have taken this shot are now genetically modified, that this thing has gone in and modified their DNA.
Yeah, modified. They're different from. They're no longer what is it, Homo sapien. They become something different. I forgot the name that they give you now for all the people that have been vaccinated.
Well, it's just no different than a tomato that says GMO on it.
Yeah, GMO.
Yeah, they got GMO tomatoes, so they still look like a tomato. They still taste like a tomato in every way you would say they're a tomato, except they've been, their genes modified and changed.
Yeah.
The people are now the same way.
1229.
And they don't want to talk about this because if people really woke up to what was done to them, they would be hell to pay, I think. Of course, maybe not now in this day. Everybody just do whatever you want to me.
Because no one cares.
No one
because
cares.
Everybody wants to do as they choose to. So if they point something out that someone else has done, then that makes them responsible. You know, because what is it, accountability? Is not something that people live by now.
No, absolutely not. As long as I can justify it as good in my mind, then I'll go do it and you can't judge me for it.
Here we go with etymology and the spelling of words. Just so now I can just defy it. Defy.
Yep. It's scary right at the moment where we are at in this country. And we are at in a very bad place. And you can walk into Walmart, put a big screen TV in your cart, and walk out the door and have nothing happen to you. And the same place, you can be driving down the street 6 miles an hour over the speed limit and be fined, threatened with jail, have money taken away from you, while they can walk in and steal shit from a store, and then they can pull you over for your safety and take more money from you than what they already stole from your paycheck. We are in an upside-down world.
Imagine this, though, Dan. Imagine this now. Imagine this, Dan. I want to take you some history. Now, imagine this. If you're a group of people and you're rich and you already have things going on, and a group of people comes in and say, we're going to bomb your area, okay? And they're going to take everything you own. This happens. What's going on now has been happening a long time. It's been going on in history over and over again. It's just narrowed down to where we're noticing it now in the way it's happening now. It happened in Germany. It's happened in America. It's happened everywhere. But now it's happening within the civilization that we live within. But this is what we were established on. We were trying to establish ourselves as being civilized people, okay? But at one time and another, people have to realize people stopped being civilized because of the destruction of civilization. One or two people's choices of how life should be without the choice of others being involved, and that's what they call civilization, okay? And it's civilized within relations of people.
That's true.
And see, if we keep trying to bury history, we'll never understand the behavior of individuals that we're around today if we keep trying to get rid of history. The history is a repeat of what has happened. That's all this is, a repeat of what has happened. If you have a history established on someone stealing, then it's going to be a base of people lying and stealing.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be based upon.
It is the loop and the pendulum swing, I was saying, where we go this way, we go that way. We go this way. And it's obvious. You can see it. But we're not teaching any history, so nobody's ever going to learn history. We're wiping history out.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, history, okay. Are we talking about the story, or are we talking about someone's story?
Well, see, that's the thing right now. We're talking someone's story right now.
Yes, we're talking about someone's story. History has to include all individuals that are living in the realm of the story being told. We live in America.
Right.
And I was talking to someone yesterday. We live in America. America is a black and white situation with few other races talked about in between. You got to be a category of black or white in America. I don't care what you are. If you're Chinese, you better figure out whether you're going to be a white Chinese or a black one. If you're Japanese in America, you better figure out whether you're going to be a white Japanese or a black one. If you're Spanish in America, you better figure out if you're going to be a black Spaniard or a white one. It's not about – in America, it has nothing to do with knowing – America is supposed to create America a melting pot, but it's so narrow-minded that the pot is melting.
I can't disagree with you right now. I think that's why so many people have just become disillusioned, because we had a great idea, but we've fucked around and taken a great idea and turned it to shit. All chasing dollars, not chasing right or wrong, chasing dollars.
Yeah. The thing is, you have to create a dollar in order to make yourself valuable. If you have substance in oneself, a dollar is not needed. People need dollars to actually see value in themselves. If you are nothing, then you're gonna need some money to be something. If you can't build, you can't draw, you can't grow, then you're nothing. So you gotta have money to represent you. And most people that are nothings have money representing them.
And the money that they have, even though they may not have enough, they will go buy things to impress somebody that's way out of their league. They're trying to impress you to make you think they're where they're not.
Well,
that they will spend the money to buy name brand shit. That's what another thing that really amazes me.
They're way out of their league because they're nobodies. They are zeros. They are nobodies. They are way out of their league. So because they're way out of their league, they have to build themselves up. If I'm just a naturally funny person, okay? Then another person that's not naturally funny, they're the ones that usually book you and things of the sort because they have to find another way to make it. But, hey, who says that's bad? But most individuals, most comics work, okay, for individuals that are not really truly funny comedians, but they found their niche within comedy. Okay?
Yep.
Most of the people booking people, they wanted to be a comic, but they couldn't. So they had to find a way to stay within it. So they started doing the tangible things, the things that were needed within comedy that comics didn't want to do.
Yep.
Okay? And who says there's something wrong with that? But the problem is that caused the hate because the comics will say, well, you didn't work for that. Yes, you did. You're lazy as hell and didn't look at all you were valued to be. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So it's like right now we have to look at things from a place of opening up and seeing that there's new things within this world we live in versus saying, hey, man, we got to do this and we got to do that. No, man, there's new thinking within this world we live in.
Oh, yeah, because people have detached from the idea of being at a company that will sit there and go, oh, you did a great job. Here's your 2%. Well, they made an additional 30%.
Yeah.
And that's why when people talk about inflation, there's two sides to inflation. Everybody goes, it's the government created it or it's the private industry. You know, it's both of them that created it.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is. The government created it by printing an endless supply of money. The other people created it by their greed and paying one person millions, if not billions of dollars a year to run a corporation.
Correct.
While you have a janitor who's working for minimum wage and working six jobs so he can pay his bills, while the guy at the corporation wipes his ass with $100 bills.
Yes, and the janitor is the most important individual in that corporation because they know all the individuals that have come from the bottom to the top. They always tell the janitor, hey, show them this and show them that. Okay? But the janitor is the one that's the key to everything holding it together, everything. Yeah.
Well, like right now, the American people, if they just stood up and said no, the government couldn't stop it. Because look at what's happened over in Germany. Look at what's happened in the Netherlands, where all these farmers have finally come to the front and said no, and they've had to buckle. They've had to buckle. That's why they need to kill the most of us, so that there's not of us to stand up and make a difference. The average lifespan has been reduced by 2 years in the past 4 years. Why is that?
You know what? It's their mystery and their story. Why, I can tell you. It's their mystery and their story. Right, what's going on right now is a legacy of crime being taught to us as if it's something positive. I told you, if people would go back and look at the history for what it truly is versus what someone has seen, has made us see the value of history. You know, I know what history truly is. And when sometimes you start uncovering things, you have to look. We're on the wrong pattern of living, period.
Very true.
You can't find peace when you're always trying to pick up the pieces.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. That needs to be a that needs to be a bumper sticker. Oh, by the way, when we start doing merchandise, I figured out the T-shirt for our show.
What's the T-shirt?
It's going to be a rabbit standing at the entrance to the hole in the ground going, follow me.
Follow me. All right. You can work with it.
Because you and me come on, it's like I put for today's show, I said, hell, we don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's however we start talking is wherever we end up.
Yeah, that's true. Talking is where we end up.
Yeah.
And we have some great conversations that really roll, man.
Well, that's why I'm hoping people... What we have done is we've detached ourselves from a narrative is what we've done. We've gotten back And it's like a person who knows how a magician does his trick. We're no longer distracted by that thing that the magician did to get you to not look at what he wanted you to not see. We're at the point where you throw a distraction, we instantly go, what the hell is that all about? And then we talk about it for a second, and then we go, oh, no, it's this. And then you move on. And it's hard to break out of what you've been taught from the earliest stages in your life to a point where you finally go, look, this is not real. What we've been taught is not real. And when you start questioning it, and then you have the ability to question it, because when we were younger, if we wanted to go research something, we had to go to a library, and we had to look through books. Now, the library is at your fingertips. You can be in the toilet in your bathroom at home, and you can be in the library. Can look.
Man, that's right. You could be learning some stink and getting rid of some stink at the same time.
That's right. It doesn't matter where you are. That's why people go, you spend all day on the internet. You're wasting your time. No, I'm researching. I'm looking. I'm looking for all those little crumbs that are left. Because this was brought up today. The earliest graveyard in the United States goes back to the 1700s. Well, we've been here. It was the 1600s that we were there. Where were all those people? Where were they buried? If the oldest cemeteries in the 1700s, where were all the people buried before?
I always ask people, what was the purpose? Okay. What is the purpose of burying people? Okay. We are a material that is a part of this earth. Okay. And we came from this earth and we're supposed to return. Who came up with the bright idea of making some concrete vaults and then putting you in a casket like a vampire? And then they say the casket is what they say is waterproof. Who dug up people to find out whether it was waterproof? And who said it was sealed? Because when they dug up some bodies, they found out they were floating and the casket was not sealed the way they said it was. So they're selling us ideas based upon something we will never, ever, ever investigate. Ever,
right? Exactly.
You are exhuming bodies. Come on, let's keep it 100. And it's not going to happen.
And there's a gigantic process required to exhume one body.
Yes. But there's also now this a giant process to bury a body. Okay, when you bury your dog in the backyard, guess what? I'm not trying to be funny and dehumanize us. We're no different than the dog you bury in the backyard. Okay, we're worm grub. Okay, and we don't want to admit we're wrong, worm grub. Period.
Yeah.
This body is nothing.
This is a meat vessel that holds our soul.
What'd you say, a meat vessel?
Yeah.
Man, that was funny. You said a meat vessel.
That's all we are.
Yeah.
Because when we leave this body is nothing without the spark of us. Because if you don't have the spark of Herman and Herman, and you don't have the spark of Dan and Dan, these are nothing.
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 And that's what's amazing, Dan. You know, because when we get together, we're able to talk, and people say, man, you guys talk forever. Say, yeah, we do. Because why? We come together for something. Okay, period. We come together. We spark and make something. It's ingenious. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's the big picture that nobody wants to look at.
Yeah.
And it is. Because, see, I want to be cremated. Because I don't want to be stuffed in a box and buried in the ground and take up soil. I want to be turned straight back into soil.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So this body is nothing. This body is nothing.
It is zero. It means nothing.
Because you can be, and guys and girls have been saying this forever. He's a beautiful person on the outside, but he sucks on the inside. So you can be the most beautiful person in the world and have such a horrible inside that you become unattractive. Wow. And people don't want to think about that. Oh, I'm beautiful, so everything about me is beautiful. No, you may have a horrible inside.
No, beauty, they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, okay? And I think somebody, sometimes they lose their sense of what they're holding. And that's reality because, like, how I find beauty in all things, okay, and this possibility of beautiful in all things. But if you become bitter in the shell you live in, you have to get back to the beauty. You have to see that you're not radiating beauty, okay? And somebody said, well, we got to go all these isms now, the weight problems, the drug problems. Why don't you just stop, okay? Why don't you try just stopping? Why don't you try taking one of those categories that you're in and just stopping it, period? Just stop.
That's oversimplifying for people. That's why they don't get it. They don't realize it's that simple. The change you want to make in you is made. You can make it today. I hear people say all the time, oh, I can't do that. That's just because of my childhood. No, you can. The word can't is the easiest word to use because it's the quickest one to prove. The can part takes effort, takes you looking inside, takes you realizing that you made mistakes. I can say that. There were portions of my life where I was so angry that I ruined everything around me.
Yeah. Because people have to understand what is truly going on within themselves before they can challenge the world in any kind of way. But they teach you how to challenge the world without knowing how to challenge yourself.
Right. It's easy to say I'm just that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
It's very easy. I'm just that way. Well, hell, you're perfect then, right?
Yeah, like people say, ooh, don't, this is what kills me. Now, I'm looking at you, and I don't want to say anything about your health when it comes to your weight, okay? And somebody says, don't fat shame me. And I'm saying to you, if you told me you have a health issue, and I'm saying your weight is a part of it, and you, if your response is, don't fat shame me, I'm not fat shaming you. I'm trying to say for your health benefit, you may have to lose weight. But that's fat shaming. Then after a while, you just get frustrated and say, no, it's a shame you're that fat. Now let's get to the reason why this is happening. And you have to move past it because I'm trying to help you. Or you just walk away from them in a period and just say, okay, let me just do whatever I do and walk away and pray for you or whatever and just walk away because I can't really interact with you if you're not trying to see a solution to what's going on. You just want to complain.
Right.
And whenever somebody says something to you, then they're putting you down. So that's not going to help you.
No.
Okay? That's not going to help you. You complaining. I didn't ask you. You talking about your weight. I'm talking about going fishing. I'm talking about walking down the street. You bring up the subject of weight. But when someone responds to you, you cannot take it. You're doing drugs. But when somebody says, hey, man, you look bad because you're on drugs. But you can't take that I respond and say you're looking bad. But you start talking about, man, I'm trying to get off this dope. Are you, you know what I'm saying? People are asking for help, but where's your responsibility? You want me to find an answer for you for a problem that you have, but when I respond, you're offended by it. What sense does that make?
Well, you can never help a junkie until the junkie's ready to be helped, bottom line. You can't. You can point out, you can give them programs, you can say this or that or that or the other thing to them, but until they're ready, there's nothing you can do to help them. Nothing.
There's nothing to do to help them. That's how I feel like, okay, I'm sitting with a lady right now, right?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. This is a wonderful thing when we're stopped into a restaurant, right? And really there's nothing we can do to help one another because we're reading this stuff and we don't know what the heck it is. I don't know what this stuff is.
Oh man!
I'm trying to figure out what we might want.
So I suggest you one more thing.
Yes.
For you.
I'm a new type of guy, man. I'm telling you, things are different. You try new things, and you try new things, and then you see how they work, you know, but that's what I'm doing right now, trying some new things, my friend.
Oh, man. But the whole thing is I've been around people who've been, you know, junkies.
Yeah.
I've been an alcoholic myself. And when you're there, it seems like it helps, but it absolutely does not.
Damn. the world is messing me up so bad right now to where I don't even know how to live and respond to life because it's so off balance. It's like, you just have to listen now. No one believes what you say when you give them the truth. And everybody wants to speak to you about things they have to say, but none of it's the truth. None of it's the truth.
Especially since they changed history. And history's been changed. It's obvious.
This is a seafood option gravy item. You have.
And they changed it totally.
The guy talking in the background is distracting as hell.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's gone.
It was like I'm listening to three conversations. But I get it. It's really... Until you're willing to develop yourself, till you're willing to change yourself, nobody can help you. That's the whole point of all of this. That's why when you go to a drug treatment program like all these Hollywood stars do, when they come out, they say they're suddenly changed because somebody changed them. No, you changed yourself. Somebody else just helped you. Because I can't change you. If I could change you, I would go change everybody in the world who was having a hard time. I would go right to them and go, this is how you need to do it. But they don't want to hear that. Because until you're ready to make those choices yourself, you'll never make them.
Correct.
Because you just want to put your problems onto somebody else, and then that way you don't have any responsibility for them. It's not my fault I robbed that store because I needed that. No, it is your responsibility because you could take care of your need another way. I couldn't forget that person. That's why I drank immensely. No, you drank immensely to bury that person, but you could have done it yourself. But no, that would be hard. Everybody wants the easy button, like that commercial where you got an easy button. That's what everybody wants. They want to go put that dollar down, win that $1 million lottery, and never have to work on themselves.
At all. It's called non-accountability for the things that you do. That's right. Non-accountability.
Yep.
Non-accountability.
And it's everywhere. It's in these kids. And the kids aren't even being taught any of even the wrong history. They're not even being taught that. Go talk to these kids in the street and ask them any question that would be part of the history you and I were taught, and they don't even know that. They don't even know the wrong history.
Get it for you know, that is so crazy, Dan. To know, oh my God, to know that you're just being totally hoodwinked right now.
Yeah, you don't even know the wrong history. So, what is that? Is that your fault for not listening, or is that your fault for not caring?
Yeah, to see, my thing is to look at a person and say, you know, that they don't care when they do truly care, to look at a person that says they should care when they shouldn't, because the fact of the matter is we don't know what to care about. We don't know what to do. We're in a land of confusion. A land of confusion. There's no balance to what anybody's doing, no balance to what everybody's thinking, but everybody knows what they're doing and everybody knows what they're thinking. It's crazy.
And just plowing down the road like everything's perfect.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is so crazy. Everybody says, hey, man, have you been to a party lately? Hey, man, let's drink. Let's have a good time. Do we live in a land where we're ever sober anymore?
No. I don't think so. Well, see, that's one of the things that they've always said, the way to dumb down a population is to get them just messed up, and then they don't care because they're messed up.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure nobody interfered with what was, you know, what was going on. You can hear me good.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's just, I wish there was a magic bullet we could fire and change everything. But the only thing you can do is plant seeds in people's minds. I think that's why the pendulum swing happens. Because a thought is planted in soil, and that soil is the world around you, and then that idea grows. And then that idea grows within you. So we're planting seeds that won't change somebody today, but maybe at some point, I think that's where all the old sayings come from.
Yeah.
It's a brief way of saying, I've been there, I've done that, and if you'll pay attention to this simple rule, then your life will be better.
Hmm.
That's like I told my kids, and I told all my kids this. You're going to go through today whether you want to or not. Now, the question is, how are you going to go through that day? And it
how
goes to the...
How will you get through that day?
Right. Are you going to go through it with a smile and looking at everything positive? Or are you going to see everything negative? If you see everything negative, your day is going to be negative. If you see everything positive, no matter how screwed up your day is, it'll be positive.
And that's correct.
That's the whole manifestation thing that we've talked about, how you can manifest what you want to happen.
Yeah, how you manifest what you want to happen, man. That's the main thing. You know, I keep telling everybody this, just like this, man. Our word is creation, man. And when you begin to speak things into existence, you have to understand how your body does what you tell it to do. Period. Your body does what you tell it to do. And if you have suggestions to your body, such as negative suggestions, those are the things your body's going to work out. If you have positive suggestions of creativity and creation, that's what your body's going to work towards. Period. Your body does what your soul tells it to do.
Well, if you want to prove that anywhere, just get around the handicapped people that are happy.
Thank you.
Have every reason. They have every reason to not be happy. They have every reason.
A lot of people that are disadvantaged are happy.
Yeah.
Because you have more reasons, I would seem, to be thankful. And the thing is, and people say, well, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. And I'm like, yeah, you're thankful, but my thing is, look at the things you've done to be a part of what you're thankful for. Period. Just think about it. You have the ability to do great things, but you don't give yourself credit for those things.
Right.
You know? You don't give yourself enough credit for these things. We're always looking for things to say that this is the reason for my positive and this is the reason for my negative. Well, to be truthful, you're the reason for your positive and you're the reason for your negative.
Truth.
You know, I mean, you can't blame your bad on something else. You can't give credit to your good on something else. Like I said, we're functioning for a reason on this earth. We're functioning, okay? We're functioning. And if people take more responsibility for their functionable actions, this is the problem, man. You know, when everything's all good, you want to be, given credit for everything that's good. But when things are not going quite the same, you try to disappear from the situation and the responsibility. Why is that?
You start pointing the finger.
Because
he didn't do that, or he didn't do that, or they didn't do that. It's not because of anything I did, because I'm perfect.
Yeah, it's not because I couldn't have done anything. I'm perfect. It's impossible for me to have done anything because I am perfect. I am the best on earth. Thank you so much. I'm the best on earth. No one has ever heard of anything like me. I'm the best thing known to man.
Well, it's the false self-esteem. That's what we've built. And we're seeing the results of false self-esteem. I think Penn and Teller, they used to have a show called Bullshit, where they would go take different things that were at the time of society, kind of like you and I do, and tear it apart and break it down and point out some things. And one of the shows they talked about was the false bravado we build into our kids by propping them up and never telling them they're wrong. Because I know when I was younger, when I was told I was wrong, it was devastating to me, but I learned from each one of the things I was told I was doing wrong. But yes. Now you can't tell them they're wrong. Everything they do is perfect. Everything they do is great, so that you never want them to feel the remorse or the judgment. But those things are all part of the balance. If you have no judgment, you have no responsibility. If you have no responsibility, you have no judgment. Look around you. There's kids having kids. There's kids robbing stores. There's kids jacking cars.
Yeah.
And you and I, even in our youth, our rowdy youth, we would have never dreamed of doing these things because there was definitely repercussions when we were younger. But you're now right. There isn't.
No sense of responsibility whatsoever.
None. It won't come back to you in any way, shape, and or form. And whether people like it or not, that comes from the top. When you can watch a government official obviously cheat the system, obviously do things wrong, and skate scot-free, you have destroyed law and order for your entire civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one exception to the rule, it's not the rule.
But I remember seeing in time in history where people were fighting against civilization because how do I put it? Civilization caused individuality. Civilization caused the you, me, us, them, they, which is all separation. When people were working together under the I program, I mean, I am an individual that's working for the betterment of all of us because we are all I, okay?
Yep.
Without you, I'm going to have a harder time in life because I need you like you need me, okay? Period. I need you, period. Right now, we live in a world where, okay, if you're living in a black and white thought, you're talking about individuality, okay? And, you know, like when families come here, like we were talking about from every other country, they can live in one home and produce from that one home. And everyone gets together and they buy a house and then they divide a little bit and they buy another house and there's three houses. Before you know it, everyone has their own home. But in America, we live as I have to get it on my own. I have to survive on my own. And it's a struggle out here. It's really hard. It's very difficult. And if we saw a way to unify and did it in a community way, I don't think we would be as stressed about living.
Well, look at the Amish. Mm-hmm. Seriously, look at the Amish. Everybody wants to say they don't have this and they don't have that, but they can come together and build a barn in a weekend. They can come together and help their fellow man when he needs something without money, but with food, with care, with people coming by to do things. They don't live on the dollar.
Yeah, you can't live on the dollar. Because I keep telling people, you are the dollar.
Think right.
They say cotton has value, not if someone doesn't pick it.
Exactly right.
Okay. So the value is in the labor. It's not in the dollar.
It's also not at the guy at the top. And again, I don't want a government intervention to say companies have to spread their money. I want people to do this from inside. That's what we used to do things from. From the inside, now it's if the government doesn't say to do it, then I'm not required. So the government takes that money, and now the government's responsible for caring for my neighbor. The government's responsible for caring for this and that and the other thing, when we used to be personally invested in it because it was our community. And if our community failed, we failed.
If our community fail, we fail. That's correct.
But now there's no community.
No. It's here I come to save the day.
And the government takes all the responsibility so I don't have to think about my neighbor. I don't have to think about my friends. I don't have to think about nothing other than me because the government will take care of the rest. and the government does a shitty job at everything they do.
Everything. Horrible job.
Because there's no accountability. Look, they forced people to take something. There are people dying from it, but they will not admit one single ounce of culpability.
Well, COVID was a covert operation.
Oh, yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, that's why I'm saying people are, oh, they don't. No, they knew, and they still know, but they won't admit it.
Oh, no, that means they had to take responsibility.
And where did Fauci go? He was on TV every day of the week. He was telling us all these lies. He came in front of Congress and admitted under oath that the mask regulations had zero backing, that the six-foot separation had zero backing. This was all things they just made up.
Yeah.
And he suffers no repercussions.
Because they're part of the corporation of what was going on. The only way that, okay, like this, man. Only way that a thief can come in your house and steal from you and get away with it, if they case get out and know what's going on, or with somebody in the house. So what's going on is everything that went on is somebody in the house. They're part of this.
True.
Hmm.
This is one of the biggest scams ever pulled on people in the entire history of the world.
Yeah.
And whether people want to hear it or not, Germany did it first. Germany took a group of people and by spreading misinformation about that group of people, turned them into hated individuals that were killed in the numbers in millions because of a lie spread against them.
So everything they have value.
Right. And you tell me what's different between closing down where hundreds of thousands of mom-and-pop stores who couldn't stand to be closed down failed, yet the big corporations that lined the government's pockets were deemed essential.
Okay. But I can tell you, Dan, it's stuff like Rosewood. Rosewood was an established place that had a modern-day group of black individuals that had all types of new equipment and machinery that wasn't even invented anywhere else. This all became over jealousy. And someone sat on the edge of Rosewood and said, hey, those black people have too much that we don't have. And we're going to come down and take everything they had. And that's what happened. That's what happened in Rosewood. That's the story. And that's no different than what happened in Nazi Germany. But it wasn't recorded. You know, I think, you know, America has to understand this. Nazi Germany was the greatest atrocity ever recorded. Our atrocity wasn't. Well, that's what people have to understand.
That's true in so many different ways.
Yeah.
It is. But then that also goes with what I say, every good has bad and every bad has good.
Yeah. Hmm.
It was bad for the people who lost their shit. It was good for the people who took it. Am I wrong?
No. You're not wrong.
And it also goes to another old saying, the winners write history.
Mm-hmm.
The losers don't. The losers do not write history. Everything that's in your books is from the winners.
Yes.
Everything. Every story told is from the winner's perspective.
Every story told is from the winner's perspective. You never get to hear the story of the loser.
Right. See, that's where today TikTok and YouTube and all these platforms that they want to control, that's where the individual can have a voice larger than just being an individual. I can plant a seed on a platform where somebody can see it and it will grow in their mind and they will join my group.
Wow.
And that's why freedom of speech was the First Amendment. It allows the losers to speak.
Is that Curry? Yep, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like Curry.
That is Curry.
And I don't think people get that.
They get it.
The individual person needs the ability to speak up for the individual. But that has been buried through time until now. And now you have all these things that they can't police every word. They can't police every thought. And so these get out and get planted in you and people like you and me who actually take that seed and look at it and go, what is this? And we'll start letting it grow to see what it is. And we won't just kill it.
I ain't got no place. You say it.
And we will think about it. And our thoughts will help other people think about it.
Say it too.
Yes. Think about it, man.
And I just don't think people understand that to the extent they need to understand it. You've got to unhitch from group thought, get some individual thoughts, and then find out what floats, not what you're told.
Yeah.
Because if you're told you're less than somebody else, you will take that internally.
Don't I know?
And you will think I'm less than somebody else, when in fact, everybody's equal. It's the funny thing. Everybody, there's one journey everybody on this planet Earth is on. We're born and we die. That's a journey everybody's on. Everybody's journey will be different. Your journey was different than mine. My journey was different than somebody else's. But there are inalienable truths that exist. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, they are.
Like, if you don't eat, you'll die.
If you don't eat, you will die. That is truthful. You will.
And so there's definitely truths. But the water right now is so muddy, you can't see a real truth because everything's covered in mud. And there's too many people at the top that control the flow of information.
Too many people at the top control the flow of information. That's so true.
And that's why when you hear them say, well, that is a, what do they call it? You're not misinformation. You're giving me misinformation. For who?
So true.
It's from the people at the top, and they want you to believe one message when it's obvious there's another message, but you're not allowed to talk about it. Just like you said, fat shaming. Look through all the medical records. And I tell people this for a reason. When you look at any medical condition, the first things they start with is stress and weight. Any medical condition.
Stress, yes, bro. Stress is killing people every day. People don't even recognize it.
No, that's like I said, stress and weight are every single disease, every single problem. They start right there with those two simple things. You're not allowed to say stress caused it. It was just something that happened. So take this pill. Don't worry about changing your lifestyle. Don't worry about changing what you eat. Don't worry about what you're thinking about. Take this pill, and it will all be better.
Take this pill, and it'll all be better. That's it, Dave.
I went into the vet and showed him the progress on my dog. And if you're listening to this, add turkey tail mushroom to your diet. Seriously.
It will help you.
It changed me. It changed me instantly. Matter of fact, that's another thing. The psychedelic mushrooms that we used to eat when I was younger are now being shown to be very effective at treating depression.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to use them until they tell you to.
Right. Because then they can put you in their system, and then you have to be holding to their system, and you can't self-heal. You can't self-medicate.
No, you cannot.
You've got to be in the system.
Yeah. There's no way you know how to take care of yourself. We can take care of you.
That's what they're doing now, though. That's all medicine. You don't you go in, they say your blood pressure's up. Do they ever say, what are you doing? How much do you work out? Do you eat? What are you doing? They go, here, take this pill. That's what they say.
But is it medicine or the medic's sins? Because I tell you, that medicine is sinful.
Holy smokes, brother. I got to run a commercial because we're even way past commercials.
We'll run a commercial.
Well, I'm going to run some because, man, it's a quarter after one. You understand that?
Yes, sir. We only got about 15, 20 minutes to go, bud.
I know. Isn't that weird? Every damn time we get to talking. So we're going to run some commercials. We're going to finish up the show. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner. Can you hear me now?
Hey, drop off, part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official.
ninjascroll.web.com. Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
And we're back. We're back, man.
Yeah, man. I tell you, Herman, we've been a little bit everywhere today.
Oh, yeah, like we normally are.
Here we go. Remember what I was talking about every day you see a story?
Yeah.
I just decided while we were sitting there to just kind of pop up on MSN and see what they were bringing up for stories. And right here, former Red Sox World Series winner dies at 54 from a cardiac event. 54.
Cardiac arrest.
So here's the question. How come? How come all these people are dying? And how come our government is not looking into it? And nobody cares.
Maybe they're a part of it.
That's the only – see, that's what I'm saying. When you look around, we either have incredibly stupid leaders or we have cunning people who are steering us down a road to destruction. Now, which one do you think is more likely?
Yeah. The lion leading us down the road of destruction.
Because it's obvious. They are printing money at, and like I said, yes, the corporations are making record profits, but they're printing record money. Both of them contribute to the same thing. Both of them. It's not one. It's not the other. It's both.
It's not one or the other. It's both.
But see, think about this. Think about this. If they actually came out and told you everything, you know there'd be hell to pay.
Oh, yes, there would be.
And then you got to ask yourself the other question. Why are there so many secret documents in Washington? I understand secret documents that deal with defense. I understand that because you got to keep your cards close to you. You know, you can't – if you're playing poker, you don't let everybody see your hand. I understand that. But why is the assassination of Kennedy documents still considered top secret?
Because they're lying.
Because
they're lying. They are lying.
Why is all the documents of Operation Paperclip where they brought Nazis, full-blooded Nazis into this country, erased their past, and used their knowledge.
And used them as professors and inventors over here.
Right, and they just changed their mind, right? What they thought over there just stayed behind, right?
No, just what if, conspiracy theory, just what if, just what if Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy was born a man? And just what if, you know, John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy were both, you know, bisexual men, you know?
Yeah,
and
what if
all the mobsters they were dealing with were too? And what if Marilyn Monroe was a guy? Okay, this would bring out a lot of stuff that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff is coming out now, and everybody's saying, oh, my goodness, this happened and that happened. No. If all this stuff came out right now, it'd be different.
Exactly. And if people knew that everything that they not only believed were willing to fight over.
Yes.
These people were willing to fight over this.
They're willing to die for it, man.
So if you believed it that hard, think of how hard it would be to convince you that everything you believed was a lie.
Tell it, man.
They would fight you like the third monkey getting onto the ark.
Yes. But listen, man, people are not going to believe anything until it's in their face. Very rarely do you sit back and talk to people. Go for it.
You want to know me?
That's good. Man, I tell you, people very rarely want to believe until it's in their face. And they're standing in their face and looking them dead in the eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they finally realize, hey, you know, I might need to face this. You need to face it from the beginning. That's what you need to do. Face these things from the beginning. People don't like to face things from the beginning. They wait to in their face and go, oh, what am I supposed to do? Well, you could have prevented it.
Yeah. And you could have opened your
your mind, see, this is where I have trouble. If you open your mind to something, people instantly go, oh, you're taken by it, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm considering it. You must consider everything that you look at. It doesn't, don't, just because it doesn't fit your exact paradigm doesn't mean it isn't true.
And it doesn't mean just throw it out, because you never know when it may come into your life as something you may have to face. It may not be from that angle or that perspective, but you may need to have viewed it to come into be so you understand it can be a common occurrence for you as well, you know?
Oh, yeah, because the things I thought at my youth were from my experience level of my youth, and now as I see them as an experienced person who's been through life, I realize how young and dumb I was, but I was so headstrong when I was young, I couldn't be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I knew. But then as you get older and you get more information, if you're not willing to say to yourself, I was wrong, then you will never grow and you will never become an adult with knowledge.
No, you'll become an overbearing idiot.
Yeah.
An old fool.
Become closed-minded, where you can't accept the new. I can accept some of the things these kids are talking about, because, like right now, this whole breakaway from corporate America, that's what the government's trying to contain now. Look what they're doing in California. They're actually saying that you can't be a gig worker. Like you and I are gig workers. We get hired to go do a gig. And then we go do that gig and we get paid. And in the process, we get to write off what everybody else doesn't get to write off.
Yeah.
Everybody else doesn't get off to write off their drive to work or their expenses for work. Only gig workers get to do that.
Or lunches.
Right.
You know?
All of that is part of your gig worker stuff.
Hello?
So they don't want gig workers because gig workers can determine. Like, it's really funny. We're told that we have to be in an office 40 hours a week for everything to get done. But everybody who's ever had a job knows that 40 hours a week is way more than what you need.
It's much more than what, yes. It's
because if yeah, if you're efficient, you can do it in half the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But people don't want to do things that way.
No, and so all these people at work chit-chatting, wasting time, is because if you're really busy, you don't have time for chit-chat.
Yeah, the only time, you know, healthcare is one of the only times that it's not like that.
Yeah, but there are jobs. I agree with you. There are jobs that need more than 40 hours a week.
But even in healthcare, you have to stay on those who will slack because they know how they have others that will pick up for their slack. And there's a lot of that in healthcare. That's what I was about to say there, because in healthcare, that's the only time I see that. Because, like, I hate to see, you know, you got that hard-working nurse, man, that really busts their tail, and you got that one that's over here that's, like, kind of working off of them because why? They leave that room because that woman's busting their butt. So you got the slackers.
That's the service industry.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, your office workers.
Oh, Lord.
You get what I'm saying? Your CEOs.
Yeah.
They all claim to be this 80-hour-a-week person, but if you were to follow them, a lot of them ain't working nothing near that.
You got that right, because healthcare workers, no matter what, they are working their ass. Even the slackers working.
Yeah, people out in oil rigs, people doing construction jobs. They will actually work from sun up to sundown, but nobody wants to actually be that. They want the job where they get paid for 40, but they work 20. And so we create this gigantic wheel of unneeded jobs because people have got to the point where we're bored. In the past, you had to get up in the morning. You had to take care of your chickens and your cows. You had to fertilize, and you had to take care of your fields and cultivate, and you worked sun up to sundown just to survive. And then as we figured out that we could just farm this out to people and pay them, and then they could sell us a little piece, then we got away from finding our own food. We got away from fishing. We got away from hunting. And now everybody goes to a desk job. They put in their 40 hours, and then everything they need comes to them. And so the part of the day that they used to go find stuff is now opened up and free time, and people just don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
That's when you get people who say, I'm Z and Zer and Zim, because they actually have time to be concerned with this stupid, idiotic bullshit, because they don't have to actually go fight to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the phrase first world problems comes from.
Makes sense.
Because in the past, you had to have a usable skill. You had to. Because if you didn't have money, then you had to be able to barter something.
Yeah.
You had to. And now people get these useless degrees, and they run up hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt to get these useless degrees, and then they say it's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I
didn't spend that money. Why am I responsible for it?
Correct. And that's the new thing.
Well, that's the lack of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Lack, therefore, yeah. Lack of responsibility. That's non-accountability.
Right. I made those choices, but it's not my responsibility that I made those choices.
That's a new world we live in.
It is.
I made the choices, but it's not my responsibility for the choices I made. That's crazy.
Right. Well, it's the truth. That's why it's so crazy to us.
Well, now we're living in the world of Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Yeah, do whatever you want. And however it turns out, it'll be okay. Don't have any plans. Don't have any thoughts. Don't have any fallbacks. Just go.
Wow. That is crazy, man.
If you're 15, get pregnant. Who cares? You'll get on MTV. You'll get on MTV. They'll have a show about you.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be famous.
And then act like an idiot, and they'll make a show about you, and you'll be famous. And the funny thing is, though, if you watch YouTube and all this other thing, people are fascinated with people who have real jobs, like these record shows and all that. People are fascinated by somebody who actually works.
Yes, they are. Because work means a lot.
Yeah. It means facing the elements. It means being in rough situations. And these people just kind of live vicariously through that, even though their life is nothing more than getting up, drinking their coffee, sitting in their car for an hour to go to work. Somebody throws a bunch of paperwork on their desk. They go talk at the water cooler. They write this. They do that. They do another thing. The day's over. They go home and they get a paycheck.
They call it a day.
They call it a day.
Hmm.
And then go home and watch mindless programming.
Over and over again, all day, unfiltered. And you come out believing you can be that way. You come out truly believing you can be that way, which is ridiculous. But this is a new world order, and this is what we're going by.
Hey. Hey, over half the students in Baltimore's public schools can't read or write on even an elementary grade level.
I'm going to tell you this, Dan. I was telling people, coming out of Gary, Indiana, man, it's like we had 900 students as freshmen coming in our school. We graduated less than 600 out of that 900 students. We might have had 542 people come out of our class. So almost half of our class didn't graduate. They start off as freshmen.
And then they go into the world uneducated, which makes them an easy mark for anybody.
Yeah.
Because that was the time dropping out of school was cool. But remember, right before that, child labor was okay. It was official.
Yeah. It was official then. The government was cool with it.
Yeah. Because I heard someone say recently on the show, well, you know, they're having a problem with you and the child labor program. She said, what are you talking about? I have enough kids I'm putting into work. He said, that's a problem. They want kids to go to school.
Well, that's everything. Everything about the educational system was not about education.
Education has always been how we adapt to the environment that we're structured in.
That's right. That's why you can run out and find a farm boy who probably never, ever spent a day in school, but he can grow the food that you're required for your smart ass that went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned everything by doing and having that experience passed down from somebody who was knowledgeable and doing it, to where now you go to a school where somebody who's not knowledgeable at really doing anything will teach you how to do everything.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Because
that's why the old apprentice programs were so successful.
Yeah, it was meant for the kids to do something. They had something that it was valuable and marketable.
Yes. And those old electricians and those old plumbing and HVAC people are disappearing, and the young people are not stepping into those roles.
Yeah, because they don't want to do those illicit lower-class positions. These kids don't look at those things as value. Those are slave jobs.
Right, but those are the most needed jobs. I don't need a manager. I need my toilet to flush.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I need my car to go. I need food in my refrigerator. Managers don't get that.
Yep.
The doers get that.
Yes, the doers get that. Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing, the things that we do.
Yeah, and we take it for granted. We take it for granted every day, and we never think about it.
Every day.
Every day. But we don't think about it. You're not allowed to think about it. You're supposed to just go along with whatever everybody else is saying is the way to go. And if you stand up, they will stomp you down.
Yes, if you stand up, they will stomp you down.
Because you're supposed to just believe. Again, what you've been taught versus what you experience.
Wow.
And people will fight over what they've been taught, even though the only proof they have of it is what somebody else said.
Yes, they will. They will fight over anything.
And that's why they want you to. Because as long as you're fighting with each other, you're not looking at the big picture. Because you're too busy trying to prove Billy wrong than realize that Billy and you are both in the same fight.
Yeah.
Like you and I are both in the same fight.
Yeah.
Man. Well, we run over again.
As usual.
As usual. It never seems to end. It never seems to end that we can sit down and just talk and talk and talk.
It's always about good life.
It is. Like I said, I hope people sit down and think about what we're saying. Think about it from an individual level. And think about what you've given up over just the course from where we are not that old, but we have seen massive change in this country.
Okay.
We have seen so much change in this country that I think at times it amazes you and me.
Yes, it will. And we've been amazed over and over again at changes.
or you ain't seen nothing yet.
No, I'm afraid you're right. Like I said, people really start looking around about this election because ain't nobody talking about it.
Yeah.
No, there's polls. They're always saying the polls, Biden leads Trump, which is absolute horseshit. But look around you and be prepared.
Because it's going to occur.
Yeah, it's going to be rapid, and it's going to be overwhelming. And you know what happens when people get overwhelmed? They get crazy.
Yes, they do, my brother. Yes, they do.
Well, Herman, yes. Always fun, and I'll be seeing you Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, we're doing it again. You know how we do it.
That's right. If you're listening to the show from the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, we have a workshop every Wednesday night at a place called Seven Spices. Got excellent food, excellent atmosphere. So if you happen to be out and about in this area, come look me and Herm up on that night because we will both be there having fun.
Yeah, Seven Spices every Wednesday. You know how I do it. 5511, was that Ferris Street? Ferris Street.
Absolutely. In Norfolk, Virginia. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed the conversation, Herman. I always enjoy our conversations, man.
You know what, man, like we always do, man. We're going to keep it going next Monday as usual.
That's right. We're always here. So we're going to end the show the same way we always end it. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.